Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Shinun Ches, and we're up to Sif Gimel. Tel Gavoa Asara Dino Kekarfev. If there is a hill or some type of elevated surface whose height is 10, that is going to have the same status as a karpev. Now, what does that mean? It has the same status as a karpev. A karpev has to be the base sasayim, two saw. So let's see what the Mishnah Berurah, how he explains this. So it goes like this. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Lamed Tes, Tel Gavoa Asara Tfachim. If this hill, a mound, this elevated surface is 10 tfachim high. Now he says, he explains. V'afil eino zokuf begova harbe. Even if its sides do not rise straight up, as we learned many times already, ela kol shemeslaket asar tfachim mitoch arba amos, as long as the slope is steep enough that it reaches a height of 10 tfachim before extending more than 4 amos forward. As you remember, the wall of a mound, okay, or a hill, doesn't have to be straight up. It could be on a slope as long as it reaches the height of 10 tfachim before extending more than 4 amos forward. So then, as he says, havi mechitza gemura, and if it has that, then it will be a mechitza gemura. But again, why does it have a dino kekarkev? So look at Sifkat and Mem. Dino kekarkev. The ad sasayim mutir letaltel bechulo. Because what he's saying is that if the area is up to 2 base saw, of course you can carry over the whole surface because it's as if it's tiki ilu mukaf mechitzos dam, because it's as if it's enclosed by walls. However, this is what makes it into a karkev. However, if this hill that from the regular ground it's elevated 10 tfachim, okay, within a extension of 4 amos, 10 tfachim, then that hill that has a surface of more than 2 saw, it's going to be aser to carry. To whom mechitza anasis me'alea. Because in such a case, if the area spans more than 2 base saw, it's going to be usher, even if it's currently inhabited right now. Because it's mechitzas that were naturally there. There's a natural standing wall, and therefore, nasas me'alev alohu kaf l'shem dvira. Because since it's a naturally standing wall, its slope obviously was not made for the purpose of enclosing the hill as a residential facility, as a hukaf l'shem dira. It's lo hukaf l'shem dira, and therefore it would be a karpev. Now, in the following few seifim, Dalet, Hey, and then we'll see in Zion as well, the Shulchan Aruch is going to address methods of reducing the area of a non-residential enclosure to 2 saw or less, and this would be another way to permit carrying within it. So we're now up to Sif Dalet, karpev. Yoiser me sasayim shenata bo ilanos lemait aviro. Trees that were planted in an enclosure of more than 2 saw for the purpose of reducing its surface area, lo havi miut, cannot be deducted from the enclosure's area. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan mem aleph lemait aviro. Again, it was done for the purpose of reducing its surface area. That's what the trees were planted for. Shelo yeshit cho yoiser misasayim, so that its sphere will not exceed 2 saw, v'ye muter l'taltlo, and it will be permissible to carry there. Sifkat and beis lo havi miut. This is not going to be a way to deduct from the enclosure's area. Shederech lasos kein bekarkifos. This is because trees are a typical feature in many enclosures. Leanos b'hen v'lishev tachtein basel, because they're often planted there so that people can enjoy them and sit in their shade. So you can't call that a miut of lessening the surface area of the karfif. It's normal, living. People have trees there and they enjoy it and they sit in their shade. And since they serve the enclosure, the area that they occupy must be counted as part of the enclosure's total area. And that's what he says. V'yefshar l'mayit u'lahachshir ela b'dvarim she'ein derech ha'karfifos b'kach. Only an abnormal presence can be deducted from the area of an enclosure and thereby affect permissibility to carry in it. We continue now on in the Ramah. The Ramah continues, Afilu yesh bahen gova asara. He says, even, this is going to be true, even if these trees are 10 tfachim high, the rochav arba, and 4x4 tfachim wide. Look at the Mishnah Berurah on this. Sifkata mem gimel, afilu yesh bahen gova asara. What's the important addition here? Even if the trees are 10 tfachim high, because he says, the chalkin b'chol makom rishus le'atzma. Because this, what this goes ahead and does is if any area with these dimensions is going to always be regarded as a separate domain, the Naser Rishus HaYachid, and it's going to attain the status of an independent Rishus HaYachid. And even so, he says, Afilu Hachi Eino Memayit, even so, these trees, Kevan Shuhu Mitashmish HaYakarfif, these trees cannot be deducted from the enclosure's area, because although they are essentially separate domains, because they're 10 tfachim high and 4 tfachim wide, still, they are viewed as utilities of the enclosure. Now, it's interesting if you that while the tree's area is counted as part of the enclosure's total area, the tree itself does not actually share the enclosure's status. Since it is, you know, it's interesting. After all, it's a separate rishus. So it is an independent rishus hayachid. It is perfectly permissible to carry on top of the tree itself. That should be pointed out. That's an additional chap that I'm adding for you to be aware of. And this is, in fact, you can find this in the Shilas Uchuvas HaRajba. Hey, Lamed. We move on. Now back to the Shulchan Aruch. V'hu adin lechofer bo bor. And now he adds, the same applies for a pit dug in a karpev. So what does this mean? Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Lechofer bo bor. Shelmayim. Right? The same would apply to a pit that's a water pit dug in a karpev. V'afilu amok asara tfachim v'rachav arba. Once again, even one, 10 tfachim deep and 4 tfachim wide. And even though the interior of the pit is certainly not walkable and you can't walk on it, it still counts towards the two sa limit. Why? Because once again, because it too is considered like a utility. The normative usages of the enclosure, just like the trees. The same would be true if a person goes ahead and makes a water pit in a garden. The area of the pit cannot be deducted from the total area of the garden. This is because it's used for watering and it's therefore considered a utility of the garden. A different sort of edifice that is not a utility of the garden will be able to be deducted from its area. Upashit, the davar hamataltel eino memayit la'olam. But he says it's clear that if it's a movable, portable object, that will never be able to be, that's just stam shtick, and it can never be used to deduct from the enclosure's total area to make it a walkable area. Sif hey. So now we're going to see another way of lessening that might be good. So now he says as follows. What about if a person builds a pillar, an amud, in a karpef, and that would reduce the remaining area to within the allowed limit, right? Base asayim less. But if these amud, this pillar, is 3 tfachim wide, so then guess what? It could be deducted from the surface area. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan mem hey amud bein b'emtza bein b'samuch l'kasle hakarfef. It makes no difference if the pillar is built in the middle of the karpef or adjacent to one of the walls. Sif katan mem vav rachav shlosha tfachim v'gavoa asara. it has to be and have the width of 3 tfachim, and it also has to be gavo asar, it has to be obviously 10 tfachim high. Then havi miut, then it will be something that can be deducted from the surface area. Aval pachos ve'asara ve'rochav shlosha lo chashiv v'havi kamisha eino. However, if it is not 10 tfachim high and 3 tfachim wide, it is not a significant entity. Therefore, it is simply going to be disregarded, kamisha eino. Although generally, any surface higher than 3 tfachim is not considered part of the ground, we're measuring an enclosure's total domain rather than its ground per se to determine its status. So although this amud is indeed not part of the ground, it is nevertheless going to be part of the domain, provided it is not a full 10 tfachim high and therefore distinguished as a separate domain. Because again, you might have thought that once it's above 3 tfachim in height, that's already not part of the ground. So that itself should do it. Okay, let's move on. Sif katan, for Sif Vav, bana mechitza ba'orech eser lefnei mechitza rishon. This Sif we discussed yesterday in the last Mishnah, one of the last Mishnah Berurahs that we did. Another way of breaking down a wall, if you remember, we saw yesterday how to go ahead and remake an enclosure for residential purposes. So here we're going to see it being done in a different fashion. Listen to this: it's bana mechitza ba'orech eser lefnei mechitza rishona levatla shetehei kamo she'ena. So what is a person doing here? This is pulling shtick. A person builds a wall 10 amos long, parallel to a Karpif's original wall. Why is he doing this? In order, levat l'shetei kamo she'ena. He's doing this in order to negate the original wall and render it as non-existent. Right? We had this yesterday. So this is like, instead of breaking the wall down, it's going to render it non-existent. Via mukaf l'dira al yedei shniya. And now he wants to redefine the area as enclosed now for residential purposes by virtue of this new wall. So im hirchika me'arishona shlosha tfachim mutter, as long as he distances the new wall of at least 3 tfachim from the original wall, so then it's going to be indeed permitted to carry there. Again, obviously, he has to put this new wall up after already a house was opened up into the lot, so that now when he puts this wall up and he's in one and the same, being the vatel, the outer wall, and putting in the new wall as a new enclosure, to make it a new enclosure, because it's more than 10 amos. So now it will be done ladira, because the house now is opening up into it. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah on this. So we had this yesterday, but let's look at it again. Mem ches ba'orech. So it's 10 amos long. Yoiser, once again, we have this toast that it keeps being a girsa issue. Yoiser me'erser ken sarach lomar. Once again, you have to amend this to read it as more than 10 amos long. Umayri degava haya gamkein asara. Also, the new wall has to be, as we've been saying, 10 tfachim high. For once again, at less than 10 tfachim, it's not defined as a wall, and the area remains enclosed by the original wall. It's just something that's sticking up in the area. So it has to be a full-fledged wall, 10 tfachim high. And again, it has to be more than 10 amos in order to make the outer wall breached and now have this new wall serve as the new part of the enclosure. Sif katan mem tes, lifnei mechitza. It has to be parallel to the Karpif's original wall. Lifnim bekarkef, meaning the new wall was built within the Karpif, parallel to the original wall, as we said. Sif katan nun, and the purpose is to go ahead and negate the original wall and render it as non-existent. sifkatan nun. And this way, the part of the original wall that was replaced by the new wall no longer serves to enclose the area. Shemizvatel kol hamachitzis b'shvil pirtzazu k'dileel b'sif beis. Right? It's as if it was broken down because a length of more than 10 amos of the original wall was, since it was supplanted, the entire original enclosure has been disqualified, as we explained above in Sif Beis. Sif Katan Nun Aleph, right? V'yeh mukaf l'dira al yedei hashnia. And now what's going to happen is it's going to redefine the area as enclosed for residential purposes by virtue of this new wall, Sifkatan and Aleph, Yemukaf Ladira, Umari Shapasach Lo, as we said, Pesach Kodem Shabana Machitza Chadasha. Obviously, it's talking when only if an opening from a house was made out to the enclosure, to the lot, to the backyard, before the new wall was built. Or if you, let's say, built a new house in that lot, that would do the trick inside the lot, that would do, and open it up to the lot, that would do the trick as well. We continue on. Im hirchika mehirsh rishona, the Shulchan Aruch said, shlosha tfachim mutter. This only works, this wall, if it was distanced from the wall, from the new, right? In other words, the new wall was distanced from the old wall at least three tfachim. Then it is going to be, that is the key requirement to permit to carry there. That's this Mishnah Berurah now, Sif Katan Nun Beis, at least three tfachim. It has to be distanced. Because in this case, then it will be, if it's distance three tfachim, it will constitute a new wall by re-enclosing the area now for residential purposes. If, however, the new wall was built within three tfachim of the original wall, lo mahani, it's not going to be effective. The sulo nechshav kekotel chadash, because it's not going to be viewed as a new wall. What's it going to be viewed as? Ela kamosha mosif bebinyan al kotel harishon l'shem dira the lo mahani, because it's going to be viewed as added thickness now to the old wall, and therefore it's not going to be effective, even if it was made for residential purposes. He says, this, what we're saying here, applies only to a case where the enclosure still exceeds two base saw, and the purpose of the new wall was not to reduce the area, but merely to enclose it for residential purposes. In other words, the last two seifim, Dalet and Hay, that was dealing with trying to go ahead and allow carrying, even though it wasn't mukaf ladira, by going ahead and reducing the surface area. Here, you're not reducing the surface area. You're just creating a scenario where it becomes mukaf ladira, even though it's more than two saw in its surface area. And that's what he says. Right? If the presence of the new wall reduces the inner area to the extent that it no longer exceeds two base saw, so then for sure it's going to become mutter to carry there, even if the new wall is within three tvachim of the original wall, because even coating the original wall with cement is going to affect permissibility to carry if the added thickness sufficiently reduces the inner area of the enclosure, as we're going to see coming up right now in Sif Zion. Let's do it. Sif Zion. Toch tit al mechitzois harishonois lemayet avira v'nismayet imatit ava sh'imtinat al mechitzah harishona ru'uya la'amal b'fnei atzma havi miyat v'imlav lo havi miyat. So here we go. Exactly as we just said. You have a scenario where if one applied clay or cement to the original walls in order to thicken them and thereby reduce the interior area, and the area was indeed reduced, if the new coat of clay is thick enough to be able to stand on its own, right? If this coat is strong enough in and of itself to stand on its own, if the original wall was removed, then it renders the area reduced. If not, the area is not considered reduced, as we'll explain soon in the Mishnah Brura. Let's see. Sif katan nun gimel lemayet aviro. So you're putting up this clay or cement, applying it to the original walls, lemayet aviro, and thereby reducing the interior area, such that its total sphere will not exceed 2 beisa, the mutter l'taltel bo, and it therefore will be mutter to carry there, despite the fact that it was not enclosed for residential purposes, despite the fact that it wasn't mukaf l'dira, sifkotan n'dalet, havi miyat, it's going to render the area reduced if the new coat of clay, we said, is thick enough to be able to stand on its own where the original wall removed. V'afilu lo tach ella be'echad mikaslei ha'karfif, v'afilu b'miktsaso sagi, even where the extra coating applied to only one of the walls, or even just to part of one wall, it would be sufficient. Because, again, the objective here is to merely reduce the enclosure's total area, so whatever amount achieves that end is going to be sufficient. So, again, this shouldn't be confused with what we saw in Sevav, where the objective was to re-enclose the area. There we require that a more substantial segment of the wall be replaced. Because that was a din in, again, replacing the wall, making it now hukaf l'dira. Here, it's not trying to make a hukaf l'dira, it is just minimizing the enclosure's total area. That's a very important point to take note of. He continues on, He says he believes that the new coat of clay must be at least 10 tfachim high from the ground and 3 tfachim wide, for otherwise it would be an insignificant entity, just as we have seen regarding the amud in Sif Hei. He points to the Ber Halacha to explain this more. We continue on here in Sif Katan Nun Hei. Lo Havimiyat. We said, if the new coat of clay is not thick enough to be able to stand on its own, then the area is not considered reduced by the additional clay or cement attachment. The Kami She'ena Damya. Because then, since it cannot stand on its own, it is considered non-existent, meaning its presence is too insignificant for the spot where it stands to be considered deducted from the enclosure's total surface area. In this sense, it resembles like a movable object. Now, some, however, he continues on, some disagree. Yesh cholken al zeh, t'chol sheyichol amod im hakosel mimayit. There are those that are cholek and hold that as long as it can stand, even with the wall support, the area is deemed reduced. And he says, v'yesh lahakel leis hatzorech. You can be makel and follow it when there is a tzorech and a need. V'chol zeh this mayit hashir al yedei zeh mibifnim. He says that you should realize that all of this is effective only if the new code indeed reduces the interior area to 2 sa or less, right? Aval emonis mat hashir bevaday aser. If it does not, it is certainly going to be aser to carry there. Afilu kivein batiach hazel hashem dira, even if he applied the clay with the specific intent of re-enclosing the area for residential purposes, meaning even if he intends the new layer to serve as a new wall, which replaces the original one, it ain't gonna work. Afsha so av kolkach sheyochol la'amod bifnei atzmo dahavi kimechitza gabe mechitza kibavor sif ches. He says again, if the new coat reduces the interior area to 2 sa or less, but if it doesn't, then it's going to be usa to carry there, even if he applied the clay with the intent of re-enclosing the area for residential purposes, meaning he intends the new layer to serve as a new wall, which replaces the original one. And this additional coating does not render it re-enclosed, even if he made it thick enough to be able to stand on its own. For it's just like a wall built right in front of an already existing wall, which does not render the area re-enclosed, as explained in, no, not Sif Ches, as we saw earlier in Sif Vav. That's what he means. Afilu kivein betiach hazel ishem dira, af shaso av kol kach, sheyochol amogus neatzmo, dahavi kimechitza, gavi mechitza, kimavur, like we saw in Sif Vav. Adkan.